And you know who I want to thank? I want to thank me for believing in me.
Niecy Nash gave such a powerful speech when she won her Globe.
And I want to say to myself in front of all you beautiful people, go on, girl, with your bad self.
And so here was my thought. She affirmed herself and she affirmed Black and brown women.
I accept this award on behalf of every Black and brown woman who has gone unheard yet over-policed.
So today's podcast is just that. It's about affirmation. Pen and paper ready if you want. If not, just have a bright heart, really powerful ears, and be ready to receive. Today's Naked is about affirmation.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotika.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with us. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion, and girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with
us. Hey, everybody. This is the podcast that I didn't know I needed. And speaking of getting naked, I had a good morning. But then I had to interact with a friend who has been really toxic in my life. That friend will not be named. And I have gone out of my way to forgive that person and allow that person to be my friend. But I've decided I can't let that person make me react, make me say things that I really don't want to say, because then I start to feel bad about myself. And I say bad things about myself, like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. That was really mean of me. I don't know why I said those things. That's so wrong. I wonder if God is mad at me. You know what I mean? You know, things of that nature that happens to all of us, if I'm being honest with you. And then so today I settled in and I was prepping for the podcast, doing some things for the podcast. And I started reading up more and more on today's guest, who I will tell you who that is in just a few moments. And I thought, wow, well, this is powerful because I really needed to hear it. I really needed this person. I really needed to remind myself that being affirmed is powerful. That word itself slows me down. I feel it in my pit when I say affirm, affirm. And that's why we started with the Niecy Nash response, because she affirmed herself in her congratulations speech. It's not a response. It was her speech. And so today on the podcast, we have Dr. Cheryl P. Williamson. Now, some of you may have heard of her. And for those of you who have not, she is a mindset coach. Here we are at the top of the year, and we always talk about resolutions and what we want to do. Dr. Cheryl says she does not believe in resolutions. She believes in lifestyle changes. And I agree with that. And she teaches you today on this podcast, which I didn't even know we were doing a how-to, how to really affirm yourself, how to start doing it. Some of you probably already do this. I use the example of saying how I always knew I was moving to New York. I visualized myself in this city. I was living in a different place, but I knew I was going to be in this city. I visualized me doing what I was doing for a living when I was a kid. I literally visualized myself being a reporter as a kid. And while I didn't know that I was manifesting or I was affirming my dreams, I have been doing all of that, and I want everyone to do the same. On Cheryl's page, I'll just read a few of her affirmations that she says every morning, and she shares them with us, and she wants to make sure we're doing. I attract positive and empowering energy. I am worthy of success and happiness. I am worthy of success and happiness. Let me say that over and over again for everyone who is living and listening to this podcast. You are worthy of success and happiness. I am capable of achieving my goals. Now, these all may sound really simple to you, but imagine saying that over and over again to yourself until you believe. Every single day, throughout the day, very simply, like a prayer. God, I believe. Whatever it may be, maybe you don't, whomever your God is. My point being is that repetition is powerful. Affirmation is powerful. So I thank Dr. Cheryl P. Williamson for being on the podcast today. I hope you all enjoy, and remember to affirm yourself. I really, really, really think that it's apropos that we have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for being on Naked. And it's the beginning of the year. We're in January. Almost January flew by. I felt like the first 3 weeks of January have been long, but I'm grateful for them. And this is the time of the year when people make New Year's resolutions or promise to be better, or all the different things that they want to do with themselves. This is we find ourselves promising to be better. And I feel like there's goodness in this promise. But I'm really curious about affirmation, affirming. That word itself is powerful. And you have such a unique relationship with it that I find fascinating, because I affirm, read affirmations all day. I'm on social media. I like, I save, I keep them to myself. But I've never thought like, oh, let me just really be intentional and say it every single day. And I know people practice it, but you've taken it farther than just practicing it. If you could tell everyone the genesis of your story and ultimately the writing of your very first book, Affirmed, and your second one that you were just talking about, you promoted.
Absolutely. So I have not always been the woman of power that I am right now. There was a time in my life where I just felt like I was just going through the motions, and I realized one day that whatever I said to myself is what would manifest in my life. My husband had just got diagnosed with cancer. My mother-in-law had passed away from cancer, and then I got diagnosed with ventricular tachycardia. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't stay on heart medication, no heart monitor. I wanted healing. So I began to speak those words over myself, as opposed to saying, oh, I'm going to always be on heart medication. I started speaking words that I'm not on a heart monitor. I'm not on heart medication. This pain leaves me that I felt from losing my mother-in-law and then my husband being diagnosed with cancer. And I realized that there was something, and I don't even want to say magical, there was something so profound that was happening in my life because I started believing what I was saying to myself. Whatever I would say in my mind that would leave my mouth would begin to manifest in my life. So I was healed. I'm not on heart medication. I'm not on a heart monitor. And I'm not a cardiologist in 4 years.
Wow.
And so from that, I started sharing on social media the affirmations. I received preferential treatment. I received God-inspired ideas that produce millions of dollars. I am worthy. I am loved. And I can tell you, I started seeing, feeling, visioning, being placed in situations and circumstances where I was being blessed, where I was being seen, where I was being heard, heard and seen in rooms that people told me I couldn't even get into. And it was the power of my words and believing it. So I knew that I was on to something, and people started calling me and inboxing me and telling me how their life was changing. And I said, what do you want me to do with this? And I heard so clearly, go to social media, take all the affirmations that I poured into you and place them in a book. And that is how the Affirm Volume 2 came to be. I took all the quotes off of social media, placed them in a book, and I will share with you. One of my affirmations was to make this easy, make me in contact with the right person at the right time. So I have to tell you, I had no problems getting that book published because of my affirmations. He had brought everything and everybody into my environment. Mm-hmm. So the struggle, I didn't have to beg. I didn't have to borrow. It happened. And I want to say for anybody who is on the fence right now about how to begin your year, I want to encourage you to take out a journal book and write out exactly what you want to see happen in your life every day. Don't pick up your cell phone. Don't go to social media. You are the one that has the power to change your life. You know what you need. And I have to share with you, when you say resolutions, I don't believe in resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in lifestyle changes. Resolutions last maybe the first 30 days. But when you make a conscious decision in your mind that this is your lifestyle change, you will stick to it.
I everything that you're saying is interesting, and I'll just speak for me. I know our listeners will love this because everyone wants to manifest. It's some, these words are popular and they're in the ether, and we don't necessarily know how to do it. I've seen books on how you do it. I've read a book on how you do it. I've seen people talk about how they manifest. Manifestation is powerful. I would even, dare I say, have done that in my life, but didn't realize that I was doing it. Everyone does a vision board and I want to see it. Journaling, all of the things. What I am saying is that I know this is a practice that many people have. So here's my question for you. I write in my journal. I say I'm manifesting. I think about what I want, and it appears. It really does. It doesn't always look exactly the way I want it, but it's there and it's easy. When people don't realize, what would you call that if they wouldn't say it's intentional manifesting?
If it's not intentional manifesting, it's destiny. It is what is already in you to take place in your life. But it comes from you believing it and seeing it before you see it. So when we say debt-free, you have to see yourself debt-free. If you say A and you have to stay out of people's stores, that's the other thing. You have to stay out of people's stores. You cannot write down, I am debt-free.
Listen, you ain't got to tell me about being debt free. I take that for granted. Thank you, Jesus. I am debt free and I take it for granted. But you ain't got to tell me. It is hard to stay out of people's stores because we love the things. Go on.
but in order to make it happen, you have to see it. And I have to tell you, what I do is I remember I wrote down, I'm on Sister Circle. I didn't know how it was going to happen, when it was going to happen. But I will tell you, I went ahead and picked the outfit out. I knew what I was going to talk about and everything. So when it finally came about that I was on Sister Circle and they asked me, how did I prepare? I said, I didn't have to. I was ready when I wrote it on my vision board. I already knew what was happening. I just didn't know when. And that's what I want to encourage everyone who will listen to us today. For those who say, I'm a filmmaker, have your film ready. Have your book ready. Have your media kit ready. Be ready and stop getting ready. You have to live as if it has already manifested in your life. Get that business suit. Go ahead and be ready for the opportunity. When my sister called me and asked about being on her podcast, I already knew I was ready because I'd already written down for 6 years. I am on radio, TV, and film. So how could I not be ready when she called?
Amen. I'm ready. I'm sorry, Cheryl. I'm ready. Okay. So listen, there's a mindset that you need to have. I hear you. I believe that. I have witnessed that. There are those who haven't. You wrote your first book, Affirm, right?
Yes. Now, my second book.
Okay. What was your first book?
My first book is Words from the Spirit for the Spirit.
Okay. And then Affirm was written. And what was the inspiration for Affirm? Not this one. Not the one that you're promoting.
It's Affirm Volume 2.
So and Affirm 1 was written out of what inspiration? You said you took Affirm Volume 2 and you took your sayings, your affirmations from social media and put it in a book. What was the first one?
So out of the first one, that's where those quotes, it was out of that pain from my husband being diagnosed with cancer, me being diagnosed with a heart condition, and my mother-in-law passing away. That's where those affirmations came from. But I will share with you the difference between the two is I really wasn't as sure of myself as I am right now. And I'm going to tell you the difference. And I'm going to actually mail you both of the books. I realized in part one, it said, I will. Will means that it might or it might not happen. Mm-hmm. There's no push behind it. It's just, I will speak highly of myself. Not I am the best. I am enough. There was no I am in that book. So now, all these years later, I heard so clearly the Holy Spirit say to me, you are not the same person that wrote that book all those years. You need to help people really affirm who they are and write I am with the conviction for people to walk it out every day and say, I am enough. I am valuable. I am worthy. I deserve to be in the room. So with Affirm Volume 2, that spirit that's in that book cannot be denied.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be denied because you can see the difference how when you think one way, maybe 6 years versus to how you feel right now. So Affirm Volume 2 is packed with powerful affirmations of I am.
Okay. All right. I love that. Okay. As opposed to I will. So a typical affirmation, 30-day affirmation, they say it takes 22 days to create a habit, 22 days to create a habit. I'm going to approximate. So you all on social media have done day one of affirmations. Are you doing it for the rest of the year? Are you doing it for a month? Tell me your purpose of actually going to social media and really saying some really powerful affirmations and sharing those with everyone who follows you.
People are hurting and people are looking for solutions. And so my desire with this challenge was to give people something that they could command in their own life. So we're doing it for 31 days. We're also giving people the opportunity to purchase the Affirm Volume 2 book so that they can continue on this journey with us. The reason that I picked the ones that are out right now is based on the emails that I get, the inboxes that I get, and the social landscape of what we are in right now. My job, my purpose, my gift, and my calling, I love everybody, but it's just something about women and especially women.
Mm-hmm.
It is my purpose to make sure that my sisters win. And with the affirmations that I'm sharing with them, it lets them know that they have the ability to change the course of their life by what they say to themselves. When we find value, I am valuable, that is powerful. Because then we don't look to the world to tell us we are valuable. We know it. When we know things for ourselves, it's like beautiful. When someone says you're beautiful, I smile because I've already told myself that morning. They're saying that in a but I already believe, right? We have to.
Yeah.
So that challenge is for people to realize you have everything that you need in your hands in order to walk out this gift of this life that you have. And let's do it together, but let's do it in such a way where you command it in your mind, it leaves your mouth, and you see it manifest in your life. Because when you can see it manifest one time and you realize it was through your thoughts, you want more of it.
You want more.
Right? You want more. You want more healing. You want more positive relationships. And when you start seeing it come to you, and you're like, I said that 7 years ago, because sister, I'll tell you, there's some things, it has brought me to tears, because I asked years ago and it just started manifesting now. I can go back to journal books from 2007 and 2005, and it brings me to tears because I'm like, oh, it took 12 years, but I did. It took 22 years, but it happened. So I want everybody to know it may not happen today and it may happen today, but if it doesn't, keep writing, believing, and seeing what you want to see manifest in your life. Because when you know that you can control your life by the power of your words, mm-hmm. your thoughts, and your actions, that's life-changing, because your mindset is your superpower.
It's our superpower. And by the way, the longest journey I've ever taken was from my head to my heart. And so once I figure out to get that together, I'm working on myself every single day. That is the longest journey.
You know what that music means? It means we have to pay some bills. Back in a moment.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion. That girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
I will say this. My friends often say, and I'm sure you've heard this before, words have power. That's why it's called spelling, because they cast spells. And so we have to make sure we use our words preciously. Before you entered your second act, as you called it earlier, was this always a way of life for you? In which you never necessarily practiced or never said out loud or shared just you know, maybe with your closest friends and family. But before you really decided that this is my platform and I'm living on it in this second act, what was your approach to life? Because there are those who can't see it if they don't believe it. You know what I mean? Who can't understand it and can't get out of their own circumstances or their own head. God, it's because it's crowded up in there. It's crowded up in there.
I actually dabbled in it a little bit before my second act. Mm-hmm. So from maybe 47 and prior to that, I did the vision boards. They look beautiful and all of this, but I was not really studying it and believing it and walking out as much as I am now. When I got 47, my husband and I bought the franchise rights to 5 fitness clubs, title boxing clubs. And I realized maybe 7 months into it, through affirmation, through mindset, I said, oh, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. But of course, we're in financially, but I still go to him and I said, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. This is not a part of this destiny, this calling. So we sold them off and I began to focus more on the purpose, the mindset, the calling. Why am I sharing that? Because somebody is going to listen to us right now who is on the fence of whether to believe, whether to walk forward, whether to manifest. And I can tell you that when the second act came, which the clubs were in 40 at 47, by 48, I was so in tune to seeing, because when we were able to sell them, I knew that my mindset made that possible. Mm. Because I just kept saying it over and over and over.
What did you say? Did you say, look, because that sounds like to me, the circumstances are this. Her and her husband buy several boxing franchises, or buys a boxing franchise. And I would imagine that is a huge investment. And,
yes.
And then when you make this investment, you think this is not for me. How do I get out from up under that investment? And then, so you're saying you already knew that you were leaving it and you went about it in what way?
I started writing down, we receive a perfect package for this entity. I live my dreams, and I remember highlighting it over and over. I live my dreams. That wasn't my dream. I didn't realize it at the time. And so when God lifted that from us through mindset, through affirmation, I knew that if I could do that, I could teach other people how to do it. I could write books on it. I could let other people know the power of their words. Because people knew exactly what you said, that was a huge financial sacrifice. And I have to tell you, I even wrote down, we lose nothing.
Hey.
We lose nothing.
And
I have seen that happen so many times. And you know you go through transitions in life. And I have written that down, we lose nothing. I can tell you, I even wrote down, my kids are able to stay in their schools. Their lives are not disrupted by our decision. I wrote it. They finished their schools. We never lost our house. We never lost anything. There was no lack ever. I wrote down, there is no lack in our life. We receive preferential treatment. We receive God-inspired ideas that produce millions of dollars. And those things started manifesting.
I love it.
I know you know this. I can feel your energy in my spirit. Mm. I know you know the power of words.
I do.
You know the power of when we see it before you see it.
This is the question. I believe it. I have lived it. I have examples of it. But to your point, putting it in practice daily has been really hard for me in terms of sometimes you just forget. Or sometimes you let your mind get caught up in a circumstance or a situation, or sometimes you feel a little discouraged. I feel a lot of discouraged. Like if I look at the world and I look at politics, yes, and I stay in my mind, I go to work. Just the other day, I'll share this with you. I was on air. I work as a contributor at CNN, and I was sitting next to this man who was so dismissive and so smug, and I wanted to reach over and smack the out of him.
Yes.
And that's not what I was supposed to do. And that moment, when I thought about it over, it was, I am powerful. I am right.
Yes.
And I am his child and I am protected. And this, I'm in a safe space and I can say what I feel. as authentically as I feel. I didn't do that in that moment. I got angry. So sometimes I'm there, but I'm catching myself. If I text something that's not nice, I can edit it out. I'm like, wait, hold on. That's not what I meant to say. Let me redo that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just a journey and it's not linear. And I just want to know, in those moments, instead of reacting, how do you respond with affirmations in the moment, in the moment?
Because it took training for me, because I have to tell you, I feel exactly like you do. When people come sideways at me on social media, whatever it is, because, you know, when you're a public figure, people feel like they can say anything. But I made a conscious decision as a part of my affirmations that I arrest that thought. Is immediately when I feel like it is something that's coming at me, I have taught myself how to arrest that thought. What does that mean? That means that I will not let that thought hold me captive, because I've convinced myself in my mind that if that holds me captive, I can't fulfill my purpose. If that holds me captive, I can't fulfill my purpose. The other part of what you were talking about earlier is I've trained myself in such a way that I don't do anything before I do my affirmations. I have in my mind, my day will not go well if I don't do this thing to pour into me. And if I can't pour into me, I can't pour into anybody else. Mm-hmm. I must make sure that my cup is full. So my cup, when it's full, and I always give this analogy, it's water all the way up to the top. There's a saucer. Whatever's on the saucer is for the world. Everything that's in the cup is for me. So if there's nothing on the saucer, I can't give it to you. So I know that we have to pour into ourselves first. So I immediately know I cannot act out. This journey is too important to allow anyone to interrupt my journey. I know I have a finite time here. And that's what I keep telling myself every single day. And especially when we talk about the second act, I don't have time to be interrupted. I don't have time to deal with people who are not about life-giving thoughts. I just handle them, and they're being toxic. Another way, I offer an affirmation. I even offer an affirmation that says, God, please deal with, and I named the people.
Yeah. First, last, government name. If I got your middle name, I'll do it too. Okay, got it.
Right? And it's freeing. It's freeing because it's just our bell. And that's how I arrest that thought. And it begins, if we could just tell people, it just starts with just starting. See, we talk ourselves out of our destiny because we don't even want to start. It starts with writing it down, seeing it before you see it, see your stage play, see your film, see it happening, pick the dress, all of those things.
I love that. And I will say this, you said arrest the thought. I literally visualize someone being taken away for doing something bad. So whenever there is this bad thought, the visualization of me just arresting that and letting justice handle it in another way, not necessarily my form of justice, right? The universe's justice, God's justice. That's a beautiful thing to visualize. I'm going to arrest this thought and then immediately repeat.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion. That girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Okay, so we need some how-tos before we let you go. First and foremost, please, everyone, go out and buy this book. Where can everybody get your book? That's the first thing.
They can get signed copies at CherylPWilliamson.com. If the signature doesn't matter, anywhere books are so Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any online portal, you can get any of my books there. In fact, I will say this is actually my 19th book.
Oh, wow. Yes. So you can't bury the lead. So tell me about the books that you have been writing this entire time.
So the first book, I'll go through real quick. First book, Words from the Spirit for the Spirit. The second one was an anthology. The third one was Affirm. And then I did an anthology with Nikki Woods. And now I have my own anthologies, 14, where I've helped over 573 other people write their books. So Soul Talk, Soul Bearer, Soul Source, Sold Out Volumes 1, 2, and 3. And
wow.
Then I have Art of Influence. And this is the unique thing about the Art of Influence. It came about because people were asking, how have you been able to do all of these things and lead the life that you lead and be kind and caring towards people? So I wrote a book called The Art of Influence because I tell people, you don't have to be a celebrity to have influence. All you have to do is go. I've gotten hotel rooms for free for smiling at people. I've got upgrades for free. I've gotten wealthy donors to give me money because of how I show up in the world. That's the Art of Influence. So after the Art of Influence, now I have Safe House, which is a book about guarding your home and not telling all your business to people, guarding your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Safe House.
I like that. I like Safe House. I do. I practice that all the time. I could have wrote that. Go on.
And we have to, right? We have to guard our homes.
Yeah.
And then there's Affirm Volume 2 that just came out. So this is the 19th. And we just this morning started working on the 20th book, which we'll release next year. But people can get my books anywhere books are sold. I'll be on a tour. I'm actually going to be at the Black Enterprise Women of Power Summit. I just was asked to be a speaker there.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sister. And that was on my vision board.
Amen. Okay, I love that. You already know. if you're listening right now, I'm going to ask Cheryl to give you some tips, because it seems to me it's too easy. It's just too easy to say out loud what you are. And it's so, so difficult at the same time to say what you are in a positive way. We beat ourselves up. We remind ourselves what we didn't do right. And I'm going to arrest those thoughts. I am not perfect, but I am loved and I am safe. So I ask you, if someone's listening and they want to just start affirming themselves, you say every morning, two affirmations, five affirmations. It doesn't have to even be a number. But every morning, is there one affirmation that you should say to yourself, or throughout the day, is there one affirmation that any human being, man, woman, or child should say to themselves?
Yes, this is it. I love me some me.
I love it.
It starts there. If you love you, everybody else is extra. And so many of us, we don't even love ourselves. So I tell myself and I hug myself every day and I say, I love me some me. I love me some me, because sometimes that's all it takes. If you love you, you can go out and conquer the world. But if you feel like you have to wait for the world to love you, you can't accomplish anything. So start with writing that one affirmation until you believe it. And when you believe it, the other affirmations will come. I am enough. I am worthy. I receive preferential treatment. I'm at the right place at the right time. I am a money magnet. I receive God inspired. I love that one. I receive God inspired ideas that produce millions of dollars. My name is in rooms that I don't even know about. I expect the best because I am the best.
Hey, like that too. Okay. You know, I talk that all the time. I really, really, really encourage everyone who is listening. Go to Cheryl's page and on Instagram. Are you Facebook, Twitter as
yes.
well? Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Thread, everything, Cheryl. LinkedIn. I give a word almost every single day. I've met people at the airport that have said, oh my God, I follow you on social media. You helped me launch my business. You made me believe that I could do it. That's my purpose, sister.
Amen.
I won't live forever, but I definitely will leave a legacy that does.
Thank you for giving us your gifts today. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for inspiring. And most importantly, my work is for Black women as well, Black and brown women. I stand on that. I stand on that. So we touch and agree. And I thank you so much for even giving me this energy that I really needed. God is, you know how God works. I was like, I need this today. I needed it. You know, I didn't know that's what I needed, but I needed it. And so it's not a mistake that you are here today. It's not a mistake for anyone who is listening. It is destined that you hear this and that you start affirming yourself. Thank you so much, Cheryl P. Williamson, for being here. We are going to get your book. We're going to follow you. We're going to support you. That's what we're going to do. Because why not? We don't need to get that other stuff out there. We need the good stuff in our hearts. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. My joy.
Cheryl says she wrote 19 books. She working on book 20. What y'all do today? Y'all do anything today or yesterday? She wrote 19 books. Are y'all doing anything with your life? I think that is powerful in itself. Go out, buy her book on Amazon. She says it's available anywhere. I think it's important. And I'm just going to recap. Every morning, wake up, even right now, I love myself. Niecy Nash stood up and said, I'd like to thank me. We don't ever thank ourselves for the great things that we accomplish. We just dismiss them. I think of the folks that work on this podcast. I wonder if they thank themselves for showing up, for being consistent, for being great, for being kind. These are simple things, but if we remind ourselves how remarkable we are, not on some I'm all that, but on some I deserve, right? I do deserve. I say that all the time. I deserve. I do not feel bad when people give me great things or ask me about great things, or I'm rewarded financially, mentally, spiritually. I'm like, I deserve. I do deserve. It's not cocky. It's the truth. And if we take that positivity, I honestly believe, into our day-to-day lives, we all would be so much happier. Here's the secret, though, or not even really a secret. Here's what I'm not addressing. So many of us in this world today are challenged, whether we're challenged with our personal situations, work, family, home, we're challenged. So many people are lonely. They don't feel seen. They don't feel loved. And when we talk about our Black and brown women, rarely seen, over policed, There's so much of that that really breaks you down with dealing with day-to-day life. And we have to remind ourselves what we deserve and who we are. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I hope you love yourself. I really, really needed Dr. Sheryl today to remind me of that. And that was so beautifully honest and naked. I hope today's podcast has done something for you. Listen over and over again, because that was a speech, a word. I had to mute my phone. I had to mute my computer. I kept saying amen. I thought I was in church. Thank you all for being who you are. I love that you support and subscribe. You are amazing. You all are deserving. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be back next Monday.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.